Okay, so this week's parsha is Vayakel. Thank you. And we're talking about Chamishi today, and we have the depiction of the construction of the Aron, the box that holds the Luchot HaBrit, the Edut, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And on top of the Aron are
Kiruvim.
Yeah, two Kiruvim. What's a Kiruv?
Statue of some sort.
It's a statue. What is it a statue of?
Angelish.
It's a something. We know that much. Here's the thing. The Torah doesn't really tell us. The word kruv doesn't appears a few times as some sort of creature. We know that it's porous, kind of fine. It's got wings. But we have no other evidence from within Tanakh. And the truth is, even that shoresh, kafresh bet, doesn't really appear elsewhere in Tanakh. And so we're a bit stuck trying to figure out what kind of creature this thing was. In trying to figure out a word like this, it is useful often to make reference to other Semitic languages which might have parallel terms, right? So the term kruv from today's Aliyah is a great example, where we have the term in Assyrian, kirubu. A kirubu in Assyrian is some sort of winged bull, which was present in their mythology. So it would make sense that if kirubu in a related Semitic languages, a winged bull, that maybe kruv means the same thing. That is similarly related to the term caribou, right? Which is also a large domesticated animal, undomesticated animal, which might have some sort of relationship, okay? I want you to take from this Dvar Torah three interesting conclusions. One, if it is the case that kruv actually is some kind of bull, some sort of cow, that means that right smack in the middle of the Mishkan was? There were two Egal Zavs. That's kind of crazy, right? As in, what is the relation between the Mishkan and the story of the Egal Zahav if, in fact, there were two golden bulls right smack in the middle of Mishkan? That's one thing to think about. Number two, this is just an example to highlight the value of the tools of philology, of how it can make use, if we're trying to understand a word in the Torah and Tanakh, to make reference to other related languages that might have related terms, and that can help us figure out what words mean. That's number two. Number three, if someone tries to say a Dvar Torah on the basis of philology, of making reference to words in other languages, be careful, some of it is shtuyo, because it doesn't take a lot to convince people that words sound the same. So I just told you, kruv, kirubu, caribou. And you all just kind of went along with that, but the truth is, kirubu is an Assyrian word, so that's a Semitic language that's, you know, would have been present even maybe earlier than Tanakh, or certainly around the same time. But caribou comes from Mi'kmaq, a northern Canadian indigenous language, and it refers to a form of reindeer. But you all believe me that it must be related to kruv. There is no linguistic connection between kruv and caribou, but there is to kirubu. This is important because there's a lot of Divrei Torah out there that try to do, like, cool readings of words that are total nonsense. So be very careful to, on the one hand, make use of philological tools to reference other languages, figure out what words mean, but be careful not to fall for the nonsense. Have a great day.